Welcome to Inside the Pages, presented by the Cornerstone of Grace. We're located at 524 East Pasadena Street in the city of Pomona, California. Our order of service, Sunday worship begins at 9 a.m., Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m., but at just want you to know at 8:45, we're on the altar seeking the Lord. And my prayer is that you are seeking him too. Yes, the Bible said man should always pray. And so we should be praying while we're at home. We should be praying, you know, at various times. We should be prepared to call on the name of the Lord. And so I want you to know that we believe the Bible is the Word of God. Therefore, we're faithful. Faithful. I need you to think about that word, not by definition of because you looked it up in the encyclopedia, but are you faithful unto the Lord? Are you bold? Not many of us are being very bold today. We're faithful, we're bold, and we know that the best plan of action is to be obedient to the Word of God. There's no plan B. There's no plan C. There's only plan A. And that is God's plan. If you want to know what his plan is, look it up in the Word of God. Look it up. Read your Bible. And then follow exactly what the Lord is saying. There's no gray area. No, there's no gray area to... Well, you know, that's a borderline area and there's no judgment there. No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Because the Bible says, shun the very appearance of evil. If it looks wrong, brothers, if it looks wrong, if it looks out of place, sisters, if it doesn't look right, the Bible said, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Again, we want to thank you for joining the online service. If you're looking for a church home growth ministry, I want to invite you to join us and grow with us and be blessed with us. Now, our Southern Cal or SoCal Pentecost service is coming up. It's not many days off, and we're going to be consecrating. We're going to be consecrating unto the Lord May 1st, beginning May 1st. Mark it on your calendars. Beginning May 1st through the 30th. It's a consecration unto the Lord. Now, during this consecration, I'm going to be talking about consecrating and fasting unto the Lord and the blessing of doing that. And so you're going to want to tune in. You want your ears to be like a sonic radar. You want to tune in to every word, every idiom, everything that I'm going to be dropping. Because you're going to want it all to understand the importance of it as this. So this series of messages that are going to go forth as the Lord allows leading up to Pentecost celebration, you're going to be blessed. You'll be blessed by the Lord if you participate, if you participate. And prayerfully consecrate unto the Lord during this time. At this time, we're going to have open scripture. And after opening scripture, we're going to have a musical selection.
Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
somebody about Jesus. Tell someone that Jesus is calling. He's calling from the hills. He's calling from the valleys. He's calling from the sea. He's calling from the caves, the closets, and different things and places that we have, that we find ourselves on the highway, the byways, just stranded, not knowing what to do. Jesus is calling, and he's calling you, and he's calling me. Bless your Lord. We're going to go into the Word of God. I solicit your prayers this morning. I have a request that I want to make also. Those of you that are listening, you're listening on the different platforms. Maybe you're listening through the connectingtruth.org. You're at our website and listening from there. God bless you. I'm asking that you, at your church, would give an offering on our behalf. I feel led to do that. I didn't say send us an offering. I said support your ministry, give an offering at your church, and say, Lord, remember Cornerstone of Grace. Remember them. And God is going to, he's already heard that. So as many as would. Now, I know that this is of the Lord. And you have never heard, at least that I'm aware of, anyone on television, Word Channel, no matter what media they're on, say, go to your church and give an offering. They're telling you to send money to them. They're telling you to send them $100, $500, or anything like that, and God's going to bless you. No, give it to your church. And when you give it, ask the Lord to remember Cornerstone of Grace. Ask the Lord to remember Pastor Henderson, the saints here at Cornerstone of Grace, COG. All right. And I'll testify and tell what the Lord is doing. I'll testify and let you know what God has done. But support your ministry and remember us in your prayers. And we'll watch the miracles that occur here and tell you about it. Listen, we're going to go into the Word of God, and I feel the power of God this morning. Thank God for his presence. I want to direct your attention to the book of Matthews. Pastor, you crazy. Remember the book of Matthews? No, the book of Matthews. And we're going to start at the 22nd verse. My heart is full. I just thank God for what he has done and what he is doing. I thank God for what he is going to do. I'm walking in anticipation. The Bible says that the just shall live by their faith. And I have faith in God. And it is not what some would call fool's gold. This is not fake gold. This is not fake faith. But it is a real faith of what God has done and what he is going to do. I know what he is able to do from past experience. I know the doors that God has opened, that when man tried to shut them, it was impossible. They could not. And then there came a time where the door was shut, but it was only by the will of God. And before it was shut, I knew that the door was closing. And so listen, while you're turning here, Matthew's the first chapter, verse 22, the 25th verse, and it says, now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. How many know God is with us this morning? God is with us. Yes, he is. God is with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. So Joseph was had a dream. He had a communication from the Lord regarding the situation that he found himself in. When you receive a communication from the Lord, there's something for us to do. Either we're going to receive it or we're going to reject it. I hope that you receive the communique that God sends. And so the scripture says, and Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel bid him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not. You may want to underline this. He knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. All right. Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. It says, it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazanon, Tamar, and in Jedid. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord of our fathers, art not thou God of heaven? Are you not the God of heaven? Well, we came here to 524 East Pasadena Street under the umbrella of Cornerstone of Grace because we believe that he is the God of heaven. And rulest not all thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? You get full control. You're sovereign. And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? There's nobody able to stand against God. When I was a young lad, a young boy, there was a play that someone had put on and said, your arms are too short to box with God. And they are, even though some of us have tried, but our arms are really too short to box with God. And so are the arms of your enemy. I want to encourage you this morning by saying, don't let your flesh get in the way. Don't let your flesh get in the way. It's important that you do not allow your flesh to get in the way. No matter who you are, no matter how old you are, no matter, it doesn't matter. The flesh has a tendency to try and dictate our actions. Do not let your flesh get in the way. Sometimes we feel a certain way. We might feel a certain way because somebody looked at us the wrong way or somebody said something. And they may have had good intentions of what they were trying to say, but it came out and we get into our feelings. We get into our feelings. But their intentions was good. And they may have not have meant no harm. But flesh will dictate and give us all kind of excuses, make us think all kind of things. And after a while, we're acting funny until we come to ourselves and realize that it was not meant that way. The Bible tells us in Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that they cannot do the things that ye would. The flesh lust. Your flesh has desires. Sometimes it's a food desire. Sometimes it's other type of emotional desire. But you understand what I'm saying. Your flesh starts to send you messages and tell you different things. And the spirit wars against the flesh. You shouldn't do that. Don't go there. You know you can't have that. You know you should not stay here longer than what you did. And so the spirit talks to us. Romans, the 7th chapter, the 18th verse says, "For I know that in me, within me, when I think about it, when I really I've come to the conclusion, and some of us came to this conclusion without even reading our Bible. But then when we read our Bible, we realized that, okay, this is really a warfare that we're dealing with. He said, "For I know that within me, that in me, and Pastor Carl, and you put your name there too, all right? That is, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. If it was left up to my flesh, I would be overweight." Keep your comments to yourself. And so would you. If it was left up to my flesh. You know, when we leave it to our flesh, we find ourselves in a lot of situations that we should not be in. And later on, we're like, it's because I left it to my flesh. And in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. In my mind, I'm saying, hey, I want to do God's will. But how to perform that which is good, when I examine my flesh is telling me and sending me messages and dictating my direction, I don't find that I could do it. For the good that I would, I do not. I'm not doing it. But the evil which I would not, that I find myself doing. Now, if I do that which I would not, it is no more that I but sin that's within me. Now, James said it, and he made it very clear for us that let no man say that when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. God does not tempt us with sin, but we're drawn away from our own lust, what's within our own heart. Now, none of us can deny that. I heard someone tell me, and I did my best to just try to maneuver them out of that lane, but they were saying, well, the heart wants what the heart wants. But the heart got to be nurtured. The heart got to be changed. That's why the Bible tells us to be renewed by the transformer of our mind. Our mind needs to be renewed. It needs to be transformed. And that is a lifetime process. It's a lifetime process. It's an ongoing. It's not something that happens overnight. It is something that happens over time. Something that happens over time. Each of us can attest how our flesh has gone or gotten us into immediate gratification. Ooh, that's good. That tasted good. That felt good. But we also know that an ounce of pleasure can result in a pound of pain. That chocolate molten slice of cake and ice cream was good. It was good when you were sitting there at the restaurant and you were indulging and you were enjoying every bit of it. That molten chocolate and that ice cream as it began to melt and as the mixture and stuff came together. But a few hours later, you might have been at work because you guys went to lunch and you had it. You might be on the freeway on your way home or in the grocery store when suddenly that chocolate molten slice of cake and ice cream begin that once whispered so sweetly in your ear, "Have some," is now loudly protesting and demanding that you let me out. I've got to go now. Don't get in my way. I've got to go.
you knew from previous experience, the end result, because you had that chocolate slice of molten and ice cream before, and so you knew the result of it. But in that moment, you wanted to cater to the flesh. Even if it was, I'll just have a spoonful. You know, if you take a spoonful, it won't, it may not, but after a while, it's still that ounce of pleasure still turned into a pound of pain. You knew from that previous experience. And at that moment, you said, I can handle it. I can handle that. You reasoned within yourself that it was all right. Don't let your flesh get in the way. Don't even entertain the moment. Don't do it. The Bible says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, talking about Joseph. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took his wife. It's all right. It's all right. Mary's all right. She's a good girl. You can hang with her. She's going to be your ride or die. She's going to be with you until the end. She's with you. And just know this, that this is of God. And so the Bible said, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus. God had something. The Lord was communicating his plan of action to this young man, Joseph, just as he is communicating his plan of action to you and I this morning. It is written, so it has been already spoken. So shall my word be that going forth out of my mouth is not going to return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which it pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. God has sent a word this morning. He sent several words. He sent a request. Some things that were spoken prior to even the start of the service, and that which was requested during the service. Whereas the Lord has written about you, whatever he said is going to happen, is going to come to pass. Whatever God has written about COG is going to happen. And each person that is part of it, and those that participate with the cornerstone of grace. The Bible tells us that Mary was pregnant, and Joseph had some trouble about this. He knew that he had not went in unto her. They had not been sneaking around. They hadn't done anything. They were not acting out of behavior of what was expected of them. And he required some help. Sometimes we require some help. Sometimes the blessing or the method God chooses leaves us with a blank. It leaves us with unanswered questions. We can ask all the questions we want. And I'm sure that you have. And you still don't have an answer. We still need help, even in that moment. After Joseph understood a little more, the Bible said that he waited. He became very careful. And he waited until the blessing of the Lord had come. He waited until the firstborn child had come and called his name Jesus. In other words, Joseph consecrated himself and held his emotions in check. You ought to consecrate yourself and hold your emotions in check. He told his flesh no, no matter how good, no matter how she smelt after taking a bath, he held himself in check. They wasn't spooning and slipping and doing anything else. He consecrated and held himself in check. He understood that there was a blessing on the way. When you understand that there's something more to be expected, you ought to hold yourself in check. You ought to do the right thing. He didn't want his flesh to get in the way. Do you understand this morning that there is a blessing on the way? And if you do, then don't allow your flesh to get in the way. If Joseph allowed his flesh to get in the way, then he would have talked about the situation. But instead, he held his peace. He didn't put her out to public shame. He didn't brag about their intimate affairs and what he has done. But he chose the blessing of God over his flesh and over his own personal desires. You and I must choose the blessing of God over the flesh and over our own personal desires. The Bible said it came to pass after this also that the children of Moabite, the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and they were coming up to battle. And so let me say this again, that Moab and Ammon and others, they came prepared to attack the people of Judah, the people of praise. The enemy wants to attack your praise, to stop you from praising God, stop you from lifting him up, stop you from exalting him, stop you from magnifying him, cause you to get into your flesh and your feelings and your emotions rather than to walk in the spirit and the praise of God. The Bible tells us to believe and understand these instructions. It said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You'll find that in 1 Peter 5:8. The second verse says, then there came that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude. It's coming a great multitude. There's a lot of things coming against you. There's a lot of people. And they're coming to harm you mentally. There are people that's coming to harm you physically. There are people that are coming to harm you financially. There are people that are coming to destroy the family. There are people that are coming to do you harm. And it's not just one. It might be one, but there's not one in this instance. They're coming from beyond the sea. They're coming from Syria. They're coming from Hazan Tamara and in Jedi. They're coming from all over the place to come against you, Jehoshaphat. They're coming against the land of Judah. Like Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he got an early warning. Sometimes we get an early warning. We see the writing on the wall. We get something. You may be walking past an office and you hear a little bit of something. Not that you eavesdropping. You're not ear hustling. But you just happen to catch it. It just happened to come out at the right time for you to hear it. So now you know what to pray about. Jehoshaphat got an early warning about the pending trouble, about the threat that was coming against them. God can and will send you and I an early warning, better than ADT, better than West Tech Security, better than all the others that you could think of, Select One and Protection One and all the others, better than the system that monitors the earthquakes and the storm watch, better than Channel 7. God knows how to send the message. And you have an early warning of trouble that's on its way. To see and hear what the Lord is saying, each of us must, capital M, capital U, capital ST, adhere to Galatians 5:16. It says, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Flesh will deceive you. Flesh will read and interpret the wrong message. Flesh will ignore the signs and hints of trouble. It will leave you on a slippery slope. And it's a slippery slope for that, just that reason. It's slippery. If we used to go and there was a bridge connecting a part of Eagle Rock in Pasadena. It was called Suicide Bridge. But underneath it was a slope of cement where the water ran down. And after a while, allergy builds up on that slope. And you can't stand on it. You slide on it. That's what we did. We would get up. Yes. We would. They just told me that was nasty. Listen, that was fun also. It didn't matter if you went home dirty as a kid. You ought to expect your children to come home dirty. At least in, back then. In this day and time, they don't even leave their room. They playing games and stuff. And they don't know what it's like to go outside and get dirty and play with the silver stuff the snails leave behind and all of that kind of stuff. Listen here. Listen, I'll pour salt on the snail to see if it really works. You know, to use a magnifying glass to see if it really can burn some. Yes, we did all of that. All right. Now, the slippery slope. Let's get back to the slippery slope. The slippery slope is slippery for that very reason, that very thing. Jehoshaphat, Remedy 1, verse 3. Jehoshaphat feared. He was afraid. Well, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Oh, you know, there's a song regarding that. But listen, Jehoshaphat was afraid. The Bible said he feared. There are some things that you should be afraid of. There's some things that ought to spark some concern in your mind. I didn't say be overwhelmed by it. But the Bible said he feared. He didn't want that to happen. He didn't want to be attacked by a gang of people from overseas that's going to come and attack the land. Jehoshaphat was a righteous king. The Bible said that Jehoshaphat tore down all of Baal statues that was in the hillside where people had hid it in the woods and different places where they were going out sneaking to do things. Don't sneak to do nothing. God will reveal it. He will reveal it. He tore that stuff down. The Bible said that he feared the Lord. And that he sought the Lord. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He wasn't perfect. He did some things that God was not pleased with. Ahab went to him. Asked him for, well, he went to Ahab. And while he was there, they talked about helping one another. And so Ahab wanted to go out to a battle. And he went to the prophets. And Jehoshaphat asked him, said, now, is there a prophet among you? I need to know that there's somebody that's in touch with God. I'm not talking about somebody that just say, we're going to pray about it. Listen, there are a lot of people that are praying, but are you truly in touch with God? I need to know that you are in touch with God. And not just talking about we're going to pray about it. No, I need that prayer to get through to the one that can make the difference. And so Ahab said, listen here. He said, I got prophets and the prophets, his prophets. Because he wanted his flesh to be dictated to. And so the prophets told him, said, listen here, you're going to have complete victory. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 14, 15, one. Out of all 14, and there was one that said, you're not going to have victory. God going, and I'm paraphrasing this, God, you're going to get whipped. Israel going to be destroyed. You're going to have some trouble, man, if you go out there. And he didn't like what he said because he already had told Jehoshaphat. He said, listen here, every time I go to this man, he don't speak nothing in my favor. And the other prophets had told him, said, look here, tell Ahab what he needs to hear. And so he tried to go along with it. But then Ahab said, man, come on now, tell me the truth. And he told him, look, y'all gonna get massacred if you go out there. And so when the flesh takes over, and so Jehoshaphat and Ahab said, listen, you put on your royal robe and you go out there and mislead the enemy. They're gonna think they're coming after you, and then we're gonna sneak up and you know destroy them. It didn't work that way. The enemy realized. Well, first of all, Jehoshaphat was out there. And when they came after Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat had sense enough to say, help, Lord. And the Lord sent help. And the people realized that he was not the king of Israel and turned around and went the other way. And so Jehoshaphat's life was spared. And he got in trouble for that. God was not happy about that. He had to repent of that and do what was right. Because he sided with what was wrong. It was wrong for him to do what he did to try to help Ahab out because of the relationship that they had. I don't care who you have a relationship with. Your children, God children, whatever you may want to call them. We do not compromise with God for anyone or anything. All right? So Jehoshaphat, he was a good king. But he got in trouble. And that's just one. That was twice. And that was it. But the Bible said he was good. And God honored him. And so Ahab died, just like it was told to him, because of his flesh. Now, in that, there was a deceitful spirit that was sent among the prophets. I need you to get this. I need you to understand this, because everybody that's speaking and prophesied, and or some of them are prophelying because they're deceitful, because there's a deceitful spirit using them, even though it sounds good, even though they might have a quickening, you know, what we call a quickening, you know, and because of that's an emotional move, and you think that, oh, God is really on them, because look at the anointing is moving. That is not the anointing of God in every instance, because there is a quickening. Okay? I need you to understand that. Some of the people that you see, and I'm not going to stay here with this, but some of the people that you see on social media, and every time you turn the camera on or every time you swipe, they dancing. That is not God. They dancing for the camera. They looking for hits. They looking for, listen, the point is that everything is not the anointing of God. There was no quickening. I wasn't standing here vibrating and shaking and everything to prophesy this morning and to tell you what thus says the Lord. That doesn't mean I don't get excited and want to run and dance or anything. I do and will. But just to tell you that to give a message of God does not mean that I'm saying a thousand words in tongues only to say, and the Lord said, and then start speaking in tongues again. That's not God. That's not God. I'm sorry, and we're not going to debate that. But God is clear, and he has a clear understanding because he said, write the vision, make it plain, so he that readeth may run. That sounds very clear to me. God wants a clear message to be given to the people. Okay? Listen, and without an interpreter, listen here. Remedy 2. And the Bible said he set himself to seek the Lord. And that's what we're doing. We're setting ourselves to seek the Lord. If you have not thought about this yet, because we're going into consecration May 1st through the 30th, and we're going to be talking about consecration and fasting during this time. If you have not, right now, you should already be thinking that, okay, May 1st is what, Wednesday, May 1st, start, that is the consecration. That means no meat. Pastor said no meat. He said no fish. Pastor Carl said no fish. Well, no, you mean fish? I'm not asking you for your opinion. I'm giving you instructions. And so you should follow it and do exactly how God has given me to give to the church at this time. Well, where are you going to get your protein? Stop trying to be scientific. Listen, leave your flesh alone. When you get into the kingdom of God, you're not going to have no fish. You're not going to have no barbecue. You're not beef rib, pork rib. You're not going to have a slice of ham. You're not going to. Now, listen. You ought to be thinking about the consecration. No meat. If it swims, if it's a bottom feeder, or is jumping out the water, no fish. If it walks on all four, if it moves, oinks, if it cackles, if it gobbles, if it clucks, if it quacks, leave it alone. This is a consecration. We are setting and preparing for a consecration unto the Lord. The Bible said he set himself to seek the Lord. That's what we're doing. We're setting ourselves to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. All Judah. Where do you live? I live in Judah. You're fasting. Just that simple. Just that simple. So, just that simple. No, don't try to measure the lines and, you know, the plumb line and all that kind of stuff to say that you just, you're an inch over. No, listen. Jehoshaphat turned to the Lord for help. And that's what we're doing right now. We're turning to the Lord for help. He didn't depend on his army. Because see, Jehoshaphat, when he came into rule, he set up garrisons. He had over a million soldiers spread throughout the land. He could have went and got associates and hired help. But the Bible tells us in Psalms 20 and 6, it said, now know I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. We need to understand that God saves us. And he will hear him from his holy heaven, from this and the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But he will remember the name of the Lord. We're remembering the name of the Lord. Jehoshaphat remembered who his Savior was. And he didn't call in his army to say, hey, y'all, let's get together. We're getting ready to battle. You guys are trained. You're ready. You're equipped. He didn't do that. Mighty God. But the Bible said he turned to the Lord for help. And in his turning to the Lord, he told all Judah, he said, look, we're going to fast. The enemy is coming. We're going to fast. We're going to deal with the situation by fasting. And that's what we're about to do. We're going to deal with the situation with fasting. Jehoshaphat thought about it and realized the best option was for everyone to come together and entreat the Lord with prayer and fasting. And so that's what Judah did. Everyone followed their leader. They followed his request. This does not exclude children. We have to teach our children how to fast. They may not be able to go to an entire day, but you ought to teach them how to fast a few hours so that they can build up and understand the importance of it. Everyone fasted. Everyone crucified their flesh. Everyone consecrated unto the Lord, just as we are doing. They became as one with one voice and cried out unto the Lord. The Bible said all Judah gathered together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, the surrounding cities, and came together to seek the Lord. We ought to come together to seek the Lord. They left their homes. They came from everywhere. They gathered together to ask God for help. You don't have to say a bunch of words. Just say, Lord, help. Lord, help. I heard a great message where the preacher got up and he said, I really don't know what to say. And in him saying that, he said, God, send your help. That the anointing fell in that. Just by him saying that, the anointing just, he wasn't saying a bunch of words. He just said, God, help, help. And there was a great anointing that came in that was able to destroy yokes. They left their homes and they gathered together to ask God for help. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation. He stood in the congregation of Jerusalem and Judah in the house of the Lord before the new court. The king, his leaders, the ministers, servants. I've only been to a few services where I can say that even the pastors were on their face. I've been to services where the anointing was moving and people was just seeking the Lord and magnifying the Lord. But I've only been to a few services where they were face down seeking the Lord. And that's what we did. We sought the Lord. They came together from their homes and everywhere. They gathered together to ask God for help. There's no better remedy. As you often hear, as you hear in the beginning of the broadcast, the best way to face opposition is by obedience to the word of God. When I talk about being bold, I'm talking about being bold in seeking God, being bold in bringing ourselves into subjection, bold in obedience and faith and believing that God is able to do it, even when it don't look like it, because sometimes it don't appear that way. Sometimes it don't appear that way. But nonetheless, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then it goes on to say, by this, the elders obtain a good report. I want a good report with God. That means having faith in God. That means taking him at his word and believing him. Even when you do not understand, do not let your flesh get in the way. Don't let your flesh get in the way. Listen, we're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. I believe I said enough, but we're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Listen, come to the altar. This is what they did. They came to the altar. They came to the altar. You ought to hear what I'm saying. They came to the altar. Bless you, Lord God. They came to the altar. As they gathered and as they listened to what the king was saying, as they listened to the ministers, they began to ask God for help. That's the only thing we're asking. Lord, send your help. Send your help. And this was the prayer that Jehoshaphat gave. He said, O Lord, God, our fathers, you're the God of our fathers. You're the God that our grandmothers prayed to. You're the God that our fathers prayed to, the God that our aunties and brothers and mom and dads prayed to. Thank you, Jesus. You're the God of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're recognizing you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are not thou God of heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen?
Thank you, Jesus.
And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Father, we ask, Lord God, for your help this morning. Lord Jesus, we need your help. You are the God of heaven. We know you are. That's why we're looking unto you. You rule all kingdoms. You have authority in every situation. You have power and you have the might. And there is no one that's able to withstand you. Your will is going to be done. No matter what. You've already sent the word out concerning us. You've already blessed us. Lord God, we know that you have. But we pray and ask for your help and your guidance, Lord. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for your knowledge and understanding, Lord. Lord Jesus, as we navigate, you're able to help us navigate these waters. You're able to navigate us through situations. Lord, and so we pray and ask for your guidance as we prepare to consecrate unto you. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would help us. Help us, Lord God. We're not seeking things, Lord, but we're seeking your deliverance. And we're seeking a blessing from you, Lord God. Lord, bless our souls. Bless our minds, our spirits, Lord God, our emotions and things that you know that we're dealing with. You know and understand them. You know how the enemy has come against us, Lord God. And you know, Lord, how he's come against each individual that is under the sound of my voice. I ask that you would bless them with your guidance. Bless them with the understanding. Lord Jesus, we're going to magnify you for who you are, for being sovereign in our lives. Lord God, and we're going to give you praise and we're going to testify of your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, Lord. Listen, I want to encourage you again. Do not let your flesh get in the way. We're going to be consecrating May 1st through the 30th, leading up to our service that we're going to celebrate May 30th, beginning at 7 p.m. in Rancho Cucamonga. Go to our website. You'll see the flyer there, connectingtruth.org. That's connectingtruth.org. And for the information, and want you to join in with us, be praying for us as we are seek to do God's will. And thank you for tuning in. God bless you for your attendance. Continue to lift us up. Continue to magnify the Lord in Jesus' name. If you have any prayer requests, if you have a testimony or something that you want to share with us, please, on our website, you can connect with us as well. And to let us know, you know, what that testimony is. Let us know what you are requesting prayer for. It's held in confidentiality. I'll see it and I'll respond to it as necessary. God bless you. Continue to pray for us as we lift up the name of the Lord and as we do His will. In Jesus' name, amen.